It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'd like to begin the program remembering Sophie Masloff, mayor of Pittsburgh from 1988 to 1994. She's the only woman to have held that position. She joined us by phone in 2012 to discuss her reaction to the postponing of Pennsylvania's voter ID requirement in the 2012 presidential election and her passion for politics.
I am very, very happy about the ruling just the last hour on the ID, voter ID, because, you know, I said from the beginning that this law is unfair, discriminatory, and I am so relieved by the judge's ruling, and now everybody can go vote, and I urge everybody to do so. That's my main interest at the moment.
You have quite a voting streak. I was reading that it goes all the way back to the 1930s.
Yes.
And I know this is testing your memory, but here goes. What do you remember about the first time you voted?
Well, I voted. I lived in the Hill District in the Third Ward, and I was very much interested in politics, and I was just out of high school. And I went to Democratic headquarters as a volunteer. Even though I was not of voting age, I went to headquarters and volunteered, and I was very, very young, and I've stayed every year since. That's over 70 years.
Sophie Masloff, former Pittsburgh mayor, joining us by phone. Mayor Masloff, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Okay, bye.
Joseph Sabino Mystic is a professor of law at Duquesne University. He was also the executive secretary slash deputy mayor to Sophie Masloff and had this to say about his former boss.
I guess the best way to remember Sophie is that she was always Sophie. She was the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh, but when she was herself, when she could be herself, which she learned to do after the first few months in the mayor's office, people began to appreciate what a remarkable leader they had with them. She had this statement she would always make. She'd always say, "I have no ambition for myself. I just have dreams for my grandchildren." And it has a ring to it, but better than that, it's true. That's the way she was. I'm saddened to have lost her, but of course we knew this day was coming. And I think what's important now is to celebrate her life. It is a remarkable American life. She managed to start lower than most and end higher than most in terms of her accomplishments.
Again, former Pittsburgh Mayor Sophie Masloff died yesterday. She was 96.